Titus chapter 3. So siguro siguro na po sa verse 1 si Apostle Paul no, ang attorney o iyakin yung nga disulat kang kinsa na Titus, si Titus o saka Grecian convert, Grecian, saka Greek, o saka Greek na tao, dili siya Jew, o saka Gentile, dili siya Israelite, so on in the flesh and blood, but spiritual Israelite, just you and me. Do you agree with me that we are spiritual Israelite? Amen. First time? Let's talk about spiritual Israelite, not Christian. We are spiritual Israelites. So si Titus, a Christian convert, na convert siya, so nag-habit siya, and who became a co-worker with Apostle Paul sa young missionary journey, and to whom also the epistle of Titus was written. So isulat ni Alan and Titus. So sa verse 1, giremainan iso ni Apostle Paul si Titus. Ningon siya, remind them sa mga churches in every city sa Crete. Diyan nga di taga assignment ni Paul si Titus to appoint elders in every churches in the city. Also in every churches in the city, so nakakala sa instruction si Apostle Paul kung saan nila pagkanda. Ang ilangan daw gilingon in the house of God. Ngayon sa si Paul, practical things, practical things. Ngayon si Paul, remind them, pero gumin sila to be subject to what? Rulers and authorities. To be obedient, to be ready for every good work. So si Paul, nag-remind usap sa Titus, nag-remind usap sa mga Christian, na mag-isang ang dilita above the law. Dini, ha? Okay, we're no longer under the law, but under grace. We're no longer under the law of the earth, of this earth. We're still under the law of this earth. And so, kung gilip na kinanglan na mo, mo disobey or mo violate ang balao din ni. Paul reminded Titus to remind the Christians to be subject to rulers and authorities. But pasapot iso, respecta sa kinsa ang naa sa pamunuan, sa presidente, sa kapitan, sa mga pulis, tanan ng mga naa sa authorities. And to be obedient, matiluman, to be ready for every what? Good work. Mao ang opposite sa bad work, diba? Ang pag-disobey nila is a bad work. And verse 2, ingon si Paul, to speak evil of no one. Dili pagsulti og dautan, bisan kinsa, to avoid quarreling. Maglikay usab sa man, pagpakig-away. And to be what? Gentle, maadho, gentle as God. And to show every what? Courtesy to everyone. Practical things, right? No need to explain further and so on. Self-explanatory. Klaro nga dili. Dili musulti ang pati, nabisan kinsa, likayan ang pagpakilaway, magmaadho, and to show every courtesy to everyone. For we, here, dili na sa itong main text, in verse 3, ingon si Paul, for we ourselves were once what? Foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice and envy. Despicable. What's the new version? Hateful. Okay. Hating one another. So Paul here is was talking to Titus concerning their former course of life. Yung si Paul and Timothy, inanita sa una, foolish, arrogant, di ba? Hateful. Sa pagiging ginod din na, disobedient. Led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures. So now their lives before is on, and puyo sila sa arrogant nga kinabuhi, living in sin and rebellion towards God. living according to the course of their sinful nature. Mani given before. Isang si Paul is a Pharisee, pero persecutor sa the church. Sige mo, what's your kibaw? Anong mabutangan? Mausad si Titus, right? Mausad ko. Ato ang course of life before. Basta man, nag-ilata sa Ginoo, wala. Mausad niya ito ang kinabuhi sa na, living in arrogance. Wata kay bawa, wata kay knowledge, wata kay wisdom, wata kay bawa sa mga spiritual things sa Ginoo, wata kay bawa, manali kuman niya ang Ginoo, wala kay bawa, kung unsa niya ang katuyuan sa Ginoo, sa kay bawa, may judge it against sa Ginoo, sooner or later. Sila ang mapagbalik. But it's so, in verse 4, mausad niya ang contrast sa former conduct nila. Sa former course, sila mga life, sa diyan ng mga unbelievers sila. So, ningon si Paul in verse 4. But, whenever you see the word but is on, nag-express na o contrast. O sa mga niyang contrast? Sa verse 3. 4 o 3, contrast sila dua. Ang usa negative, ang usa positive. Dengan si Paul, but, upon, when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared. In verse 5, sa magiging mo sa Ginoo, He saved us, not because of any works of righteousness that we have done, but according to His mercy through the water of rebirth, or regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit. Here's the contrast of verse 3 and so on. But, in simple, but upon when the goodness or when the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared. Sa last na tulong message, evening service, diba, last Sunday, kinsa man mo sa diyan ang palagay mo, sige na, maayo ba mga tao? Kamu, matahong ba? Putlit ba? Sa tubangan ka din, or kamu, living in sin when God sought you? There's no one who seeks after God. Walang tao na nangita sa Ginoo. Sa diyan ang kasalat, kaya diyan, ang Ginoo na nangita nila, kaya diyan, they run away from God. They run away from the presence of God. Mauna mo nang tapos sa tao karun. O tanulin mo sila, kailan sila sa Ginoo. Pero ang lahat pagpuyot, they run away far from God. So, kung mauna ang state sa usang kasina, yung status sa usang kasina. But, when the kindness and the love of God appeared. Diyan ipakita iso, ipakita sa Ginoo, iyang kaayo, iyang gugma. Not by the works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy. Pinagi sa iyang unsaman. Kindness, pinagi sa iyang love, pinagi sa iyang mercy. Pinagi mo sa Ginoo. He saved us. From where? God saves us from where? According to this context. So, God saves us from our former conduct. God saves us gikan sa filthiness before. No, wala ta kaila sa Ginoo. Dihata, dikuha sa Ginoo. Dihata niya, giluwas. Napalagan pa sa Ginoo nga hugaw, napalagan pa sa Ginoo nga patay, di ba? Dilip matarong, dilip putli, kaawal sa Ginoo, living in sin. Pero ang Ginoo, sa diyan napalagan ka, yahat ang nagiwat, dibalgin, ikan sa kahugawan. Nga to sa kalitiwan, ang himo sa Ginoo. Muna ba ito, problematakat ang imuha na butang na diya sa kanal, di ba? O bisang isang butang na hugaw, muhang ipunit, muhang hugasan, muhang ipasinawan, di ba? Ang sadya ang himo sa Ginoo. In verse, what? Verse 5, He saves us not because of any works of righteousness that we have done, but according to His, what? Mercy. Through the water of, or through regeneration and renewal by the Holy Spirit. So through regeneration, our nature change. The change sa Ginoo atong nature, right? Atong nature before, although nandiyan po itong sinful nature, but atong nature sa una is to disobey God. Not to love God, no faith toward God, diba? No desire sa yahang mabutang, no love para sa Ginoo. Pero si God, yan kaya na sa same love. He changed our nature. God puts a new nature and so on within us. So he's voted in that. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is? Yes. Kung Kristo naman ka, nakatang Christ, so, and you claim na nakatang Christ, and ito ka niya, you are a new creation. The old things have passed away, behold, all things have become new. Mga sandalan ka na, wala nang sugod na ito kung matarong ka na ka. Wala nang sugod na ito kung maayo iso. Nagsugod ang tanan, napanggap ka sa Ginoo, nga wala dito bisan gamay. Mura tao ka nang higugma sa tao na dato ba? We are not worthy, di ba? Kita deserving siyang love, kita deserving so ang sayang at pag-adapt na ito. Tungod kay kita, hugaw, street children, di ba, dili nila. Pero ang presidente kayo, wakailan na ito. Sikarap, labaw na wakailan na ito. Pero ang Ginoo, iso na mga oil creator, huwag mga oil taniya, sa tanan mo kita. Itagaan ka niya, o privilege, o right, to become his children. Dila ba na siya na po, nga, amen, iso, para siya. Yes. And in verse 6, the Holy Spirit is what? Ayong sabi ni, ang Holy Spirit, ang sabi word niya, the Spirit He poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior. Kung manotas niya in verse 5, it's on, it is the work of the Holy Spirit, the yakinig work to regenerate. O iyahang word is on ang magpa-born again sa tao. Dili ang tao na nagpa-bautismo, nagpa-membro sa church. Ngayon mo, saan born again? No, dili na, pwede. It is the word of the Holy Spirit. Kaya, butangan tanya o new spirit. Iyahang di-resurrect is on ang ato ang dead spirit. Nga walay faith o walay love sa ito. So diyan, nakagumunta sa gospel ko, ang Holy Spirit yung word sa isang katao na dili marisip, right? Sama sa system of theology sa Armenian, nga ang Holy Spirit marisip, but the Holy Spirit in soul cannot be resisted, and it is His work to regenerate the sinner and to change his or her nature. Amen? It is not you and me. Tungki wala ta. Kinahanglan na pag-uun tao usbong na sa Ginoo, mo na iyang work. Ang Holy Spirit, siya nag-apply. In verse 6, the Holy Spirit was poured out abundantly. So ganyan siya, consult ko sa English picture na ito. Adverb of degree? Abundantly, eh? Adverb of degree? Magiging consult na lang. Adverb of manner. Ate ka mga na. Adverb of manner. Abundantly, not poorly, so nga i-pour out sa Ginoo ang iyahang Holy Spirit diha sa mga Kristiyanong nga iyahang bitawan. But abundantly, God poured out the Spirit through kinsa man? Jesus Christ our Lord. What about when you notice it, so starting from verse 4 to verse 6. Wala pa mo yung na-notice diha kung kinsa ang responsible sa tuang salvation o sa tuang pagkabago. May mga tao, ang tao na maging makausap siya ang kagalingan. Ang tao na makawa sa iyang mga bisyo. Kung diha sa tao, mahimo na niya. Bili, bili po. Narin na niya. Ayon bili. Tanawin niyo kung kinsang responsible sa tuang pagkabago sa tuang pagkaluwas ison. Starting from verse 4, kinsang disgustan din na? So, ato balik, verse 4, but when the goodness and loving kindness of God, our Savior, appeared as the Father, right? In verse 5, kinsa ang nag-regenerate, nag-born again, o nag-renew sa tao, the Holy Spirit, through Jesus Christ, our Savior. The triune God, di ba, is at work in our salvation. God the Father, in His kindness, in His goodness, in His love, and His mercy, is through the regenerating work and the renewing power of the Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ. Silang tulo, we're responsible sa tuang pagka-Kristohanan, not you and not me. Amen ba? And you know, magbitaw na ison, ang salvation is by grace. Agad po, wala po ko saan. By grace, ayat ako, by grace alone. For by grace, you have been saved through faith. Not of yourselves. It is the gift. So, may antecedent ano niya? For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of Christ. Yes, and salvation is totally by the grace of God through faith. Even your faith is the grace of God. Gracias sa Diyos na sa Ginoo. Not of works, lest anyone should boast. That's it. Prayer. In verse 7. So that having been justified by His grace, you might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Wow. Not only so, here in this verse, verse 7, we can see another aspect of salvation. Yung that aspect of salvation, nagyan kayo. Diba? Ang kaluwasan ng isgutan ng son, brought kin na siya ng subject. And we can see another aspect of salvation, which is what? Justification. Justification means, in Sibuano, pagkamatawan. When God declared the sinner righteous. Not by the righteousness that he had done, but by the righteousness of Christ. Dito siya ang kabulino. I-justify ang makasasala, hindi mo siya matarong. Pagkakunin ko sa Dina, yung atin nato, matuman ang commandment sa Dino, di ba? Pero si Jesus, siya ang ni-ani, napakatawag siya na fulfill sa commandment sa Dino in our place. So that anyone who has faith in Christ is alone, God will justify him. Because in Christ, they get me more. So, justification. God declared the sinner to be righteous through the righteousness of Christ. Because of this, tumulbinin, so on, unsay may pag-uusa sa mga tao, nga gikuha, tawag sa Ginoo, gilindihan, giluwas sa Ginoo, sa may tagong nila. Tanawan yung mga Bibles in Son. Balik ka pagbasa. In verse 7, so that, having been justified by His grace, we might become what? Heirs. Kamalisgot at heirs in Son. So may pagpasabot heirs. Mga, eh? Ipanunod. Labopas, eredera, eredero. Di ba? Pasabay mo ang sundo. Kung dato imo ang papa, dato imo ang mama, kung mamatay sila, mawa sila, dako kayo ka panulunod. Di ba? Kaya ear mo ka, ting panulunod. Pero minsan mga nato ang papa, God the Father. Amen? God the Father, my Creator, the heavens, who's the earth, and all that is in them. He created the universe and so on. So mga stars, so mga planets, so all of the stars. He created all those things. O atong mapanunod ang mga butang ng gipanagiya sa Linyo. Amen ba? Amen mo pa. Ironic to be na. Possibly be na. Possibly, dito ay possibly ito. Pagkakiya sa diya sa mga butang. To become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. So the conclusion in verse 8. Ninyong si Paul, the saying is sure, the saying is faithful. And these things I want you, Titus, to affirm constantly someday that those exhort to my Christians to fear the name of Christ. This is a faithful saying, and this is a trustworthy saying. Ninyong si Paul, that those who believe and God, tulituo sa Ginoo, wala kang disgustery o hapaw patuo sa Ginoo. Even the demons believe God. Ako ang disgustan dyan, buto sa buti po, dagto mga tinudanay na dituo sa Ginoo, who believes in God, na sa ilang limon, sa ilang wato, should be careful to what? Maintain what? Good works. These things are good and profitable to men. Bago nga may conclude si Paul, ani? Just like in Ephesians chapter 2 of verse 10, ano? After the Bible should be Paul sa inyong Titus chapter 3 at of Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10. Consistent, constant before, disulting before in Ephesians. Ngayon si Paul, for we are what He has made us, created in Christ Jesus for what? Christians, the Ecclesia, the Church, were created in Christ Jesus for what? For good works. Kung mayroon na good works ito, ano sa mga good works, good pasagot? Kung yung tag-good words is may pasagot. Even the unbelievers, what's like good words, di ba? Pero kung hindi mo ng Biblia o good words is so, sa good pasagot ana, good lang yung words kung kini accordance sa will, you know. Amen? Kung yung muhang words is accordance sa will sa Ginoo, so, sa yung word is good word na siya. Yung si Paul, we are created in Christ Jesus for good works which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life. If you are a Christian, of course, may bawalan mo, yung fruit is so on, mawapaghin mo o maayon. Amen ba? Parang kung claim ka that you are a Christian but not doing good works, you're not a Christian. Amen? Do you agree with me? Because blueprint of God's plan itself is to be confirmed to the image of His Son. The very plan of God, He created us in Christ Jesus, and He even prepared these things to be our way of life. To do good work. If you are a Christian, so you should be careful to maintain good works. Not bad words, good words. Makita ninyo, yun sa tapaglimpyo sa Ginoo. Pirting refined sa Ginoo. At kung katagay na, refiner's fire, diba? Naglimot na sa Ginoo, yata di balaan, yata di pakamataro, di pakamat, yata di ugasan na sa Ginoo ni Kristo, Jesus. Para lang ka, nalimo mataro, o limpyo sa liyang tubangan. Isa mo na ito ang ganda sa una, hugaw. Parehas ako miracle ni Jesus. He turned the water into wine. God can also turn or change the sinner to become righteous and holy. Muna na ang very purpose sa inyo, muna na itong life is so padayon. Ayon ang body sa inyong former ganda. Amen. At yan ang iso, pinagi sa pag-crucify sa inyong mga flesh. You have to disobey your flesh, your sinful nature, so, and walk by the Spirit. Think sa heavenly things, not sa mga earthly things. Because maunin ang katuluhan sa inyo na nagyari ito. So, that's all.